Hi there. The word for you today is show your love. In 2 John, verse 6, the apostle writes, "He has commanded us to love one another." Because the very essence and nature of God is love, it's in loving others that we become most like Him. Paul writes, 1 Corinthians 13:3, reading from Eugene Peters' paraphrase, The Message, and I quote, "If I give everything I own to the poor and even go to the stake to be burned as a martyr, but I don't love, I've gotten nowhere. So no matter what I say, what I believe, and what I do, I'm bankrupt without love. And love can't be learned or practiced in isolation. You've got to be around people. Irritating, imperfect, demanding, frustrating people. Sometimes we act as if relationships are something that can be squeezed into our schedule. Talk about finding time or making time for others. Jesus summarized what matters most in these two powerful statements. Matthew 22:37. He said, love God is the first one, and love people is the second one. Relationships, not things, are what really matter in life. So here's the question. Why do we keep allowing our relationships then to get shortchanged? Because when our lives become overloaded, we start skimming relationally, cutting back on the time, energy, and attention that good relationships require. We become too preoccupied with making a living, paying bills, and accomplishing goals, as if these were the point of life. Hey, they're not. The point of life is learning to love God and people. Life minus love equals zero. Mother Teresa put it this way, "It's not what you do, but how much love you put into it that matters." Love is the secret of a great legacy. Think about it. In the final moments of our lives, we all realize that relationships are what life is really all about. And you know what? Wisdom is learning that truth sooner rather than later. Don't wait until it's too late to figure that out.